Bones, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Big show today. It's the day I'm on Dancing with the Stars for the final time tonight. I appreciate all of you guys that have been through this chapter of my life with me, and it is almost over. Tonight is the night, and I'm going to go dance a couple dances, and I hope you vote for me. I'll be honest. I'm only going to win this thing if I get a lot of votes, because the other three are trained dancers. I am not. I'm representing the common man. Me and my common folk are trying to take over the world. And so tonight on Dancing with the Stars, I will be dancing one final time. Good morning, studio!
Morning!
Hey. Amy, what do you think about that?
I'm just like, I'm giddy about it. I'm super pumped. Like, I can't wait to watch you. I can't wait to vote. Can't wait to watch all the other people vote. And then when they announce it, oh my gosh. I don't even know how you're going to stand up there. So nervous.
I know. I'm going to be so nervous. But we have to think, though, too, there are four people. I could finish fourth.
I know. Gosh. I just hope at least you don't finish first. You finish second. Just to be like, take that.
There's no take that.
No. There is take that to Carrie Ann and Abba.
Oh, yeah? Go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, I'm still bitter about the videos that she posted on her Insta story because she just was talking about how people need to get out there and vote, and she was so disappointed that Juan Pablo went home, or she couldn't believe
it. Well, she has a point. I thought she had a fair point. People do need to get out and vote. Mostly just people voting for me.
But no. The point is you got low scores, so people are out there voting. The people are speaking. Like, did her part, she spoke, and then she's mad at the way people are voting. Like, that's the rules of the game. She gives her score, and then people vote. She can't get online and be mad how people voted.
Well, she's a trained dancer, you know? Trained dancers look out for other trained dancers.
But it's Dancing with the... okay.
I know, the whole point of the show was, and it's originally, was to bring people on who don't know how to dance and train them how to dance. Not, let's bring on the best dancers and see how well they do.
Yeah, who happen to also be, like, somewhat famous.
Maybe. Yeah, so, but everybody comes on with different skill sets. And listen, I get to be on the radio and talk to people every day and say, hey, Dancing with the Stars. The Alexis has 12 million Instagram followers. I don't have that.
Oh, yeah.
She gets to post to 12 million Instagram followers. Everybody has their thing. But their thing's also trained dancing for years and years. But who cares, you know?
Who cares?
Welcome. Lunchbox, how you doing, bud?
I'm great, man. I'm just nervous for you tonight. I'm freaking out over here.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm worried how it's going to go when you don't win.
Me too. That's exactly what I'm worried about.
That's what I'm freaking out about.
Mm-hmm. But our listeners can vote. You can only vote by... on the website. Go to BobbyBones.com and you can get the link there and you can see there. You can only vote when the show starts. Just start voting. You can build as many email accounts as you want and you can just vote online. So there's that. I did see, by the way, Eddie went to watch the Beach Boys. Eddie is our video producer, and on his Insta story, there was a Instagram of him with the Beach Boys, and then Uncle Jesse from Full House was there, right, Eddie?
I had no idea he tours with him. Like, he plays the drums
for the
whole show.
Yeah.
And then I tagged you on one of my posts, Bones, because you would have loved it. He played one of the Jesse and the Ripper songs.
Yeah. What song was that he played?
Forever.
Forever. Forever. Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, I think that's where I geeked. Like, that's my kid's first concert ever. So I thought about it hard, like, what would be their first concert? And the Beach Boys, and they loved it, but I think I geeked out more than they did.
First concert ever, Amy?
Amy Grant.
Lunchbox?
Tina Turner.
Eddie.
Clint Black.
Mine was Diamond Rio. Pretty diverse group here.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. In California, at least 70 people have died from the fires. Over 1,300 people are still unaccounted for. In weather news, pretty awesome today. 50s and 60s most places. A little rain in Louisiana. Spot showers in the Northeast. Other than that, it's going to be great out. And finally, be sure to vote for Bones tonight on the finale of Dancing with the Stars. Just go to BobbyBones.com to vote.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This guy attacked his roommate with an axe over the thermostat setting.
Ooh.
I feel like sometimes, though, you guys want to do that to me.
Yeah.
No.
An sometimes. Axe. I mean.
Well, just attack me because I keep the room really cold.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I was thinking attacking you in general. I forgot about the thermostat thing. So.
Oh, now you want to attack me now that you think about why?
Because it's freezing cold in here.
Lincoln police arrest a man accused of threatening his roommates with an axe. Police were called just after 5:30 a.m. Huh. When the roommates woke to their other roommate, who, by the way, is 46 years old, wielding a red-handled axe. I don't even know why that's a thing, because at any age, you shouldn't have an axe trying to chop people up over a thermostat. But they told police he was drunk and upset that the thermostat was set too low. And they wrestled him to the ground, and they held him down until officers arrived at the scene. He was arrested for terroristic threatening, the attempt to use a weapon to commit a felony. He was just drunk enough to chop him up, is what they say. What they said. I keep the room on what, guys?
667.
And 30. I don't pay this electric bill, by the way.
You what?
I don't have to pay the electric bill.
Oh,
for
I thought
video.
You say you did. And no, I was like, I don't okay, pay what? The electric bill. You do?
So if you get that mad ever that I see you guys driving with, to work with an axe, let me know. I'll knock it up a couple of times.
You're good. You're good.
But I have a machete.
You do have a machete. You use that in case an intruder's coming
no,
in,
no,
right?
I have a machete, but I use my African spear for intruders.
Mm. What's the machete for? Friends?
Just decor.
Yeah. A woman has been defrauded out of nearly $30,000 after someone posing as Tom Cruise instructed her to deposit fraudulent checks. Oh. Yeah, she was scammed out of $30,000. She thought she was in a relationship with Tom Cruise. That's a tough one.
Y'all.
Lunchbox is laughing, but I feel bad for her.
I feel so bad.
Yeah, no, she thought she was in love. But come on, guys. Like, when you get an email and it's Tom Cruise saying, hey, we're dating, do you really believe that?
I mean, well, obviously she did.
At one point in my life, I was catfished by a Guess Jeans model.
Yeah, now, but you didn't give her any money.
I didn't. I always wonder, though, why you guys believe that. Because it turns out that this Guess Jeans model was doing that to a lot of dudes, and they found him. And a lot of dudes had sent this person posing as a Guess Jeans model money. And you just don't believe that I ever gave money?
Because you would have told us.
I mean, would have, huh?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You would have been like, well, crap.
Yeah, she said she needed money for a plane ticket, so I sent her $500. I mean, oof. No, that's...
But I was... Listen, I was tricked into thinking it was someone. Like, I thought it was... I was so... I'm going to tell you what it was. In a bit, I've been like this recently, too, like in the last few years. Like, almost at a lonely point where I think, man, there's just nothing going to work out for me in relationships. And it was something, and I was like, wow, somebody likes me. And I was just so... just happy there was something going on that I believed it was real. And I was dumb. I feel bad for this woman. The woman told police that they were involved in a relationship, and the person told her that he opened a checking account in her name with Wells Fargo, saying there was $30,000 in the account he was given to her. The person told the woman that she needed to write and deposit three checks worth $9,800 into her personal checking account. After she deposited the checks, the bank told her the checks were fraudulent. She needed to go make a police report. She realizes she was now tricked. It was a whole thing. She lost $30,000.
It's terrible.
It's not so funny.
She doesn't get to date Tom Cruise, and I didn't get to date Guess Jeans model.
Right. And this also serves as like a PSA. Like, Tom Cruise is not reaching out to people to date on the internet.
Are we sure, though? Because one time, Amy, a Guess Jeans model reached out to me.
I know that. Oh. That's different than Tom Cruise, though. Oh.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
Dolly Parton tweeted that Jolene got a makeover and shared a new version of her song Jolene for the Netflix movie Dumplin'. Here's a clip.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
I love that. I love that version. And yeah, I love it. And it's not the original, and it's not going to be as good. But man, for a second version of that song, it's so good. I may have to stream that, download that. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
A fan on Twitter asked what everyone's favorite Brothers Osborne song was. The brothers replied to the tweet saying Hotel Key, a nod to the fact that they always get mixed up with Old Dominion.
Always. And since the beginning, Amy, those two bands, people have confused them for each other the whole time.
Like their sound or what?
Yeah, they're kind of a rock and roll country vibe. Now, it's different for us, Amy, because we know them both super personally, so we don't know. Like, wow, how could someone do that?
Yeah,
But you're a casual to pretty good country music fan, I can see where they both have a really cool rock and roll country kind of sound.
Yeah.
And they're both cool people.
It's funny. And Hotel Key is a good song.
Yeah. What else, Morgan, number two?
Dan and Shay will perform their single Speechless on Dancing with the Stars tonight. Also, remember to vote for Bobby tonight so he can win that Mirrorball trophy.
Yeah.
That's true. Tonight, Mirrorball trophy. Dan and Shay. Yes, Amy.
Mirrorball Trophy's going to somebody, but we hope it's going to you, but it's only going to happen if people vote.
Yeah, and you can only vote online during the show.
Yes, so you have to go to bobbybones.com for the link to vote. That's just the easy... If you don't know how to vote, like if you've already... You're ready to go and you've got your email ready and you're going to vote online... Props. If you have no idea what we're talking about, like what? Voting online? I was going to do it from my phone and call. You cannot do that tonight. It's imperative that you do it through an email. So go to bobbybones.com for instructions.
Wait, the world will be shocked if I win, right? Like the world will be shocked.
I mean, I feel like, yes, a lot of people did not expect you to make it this far at all. So that makes me want you to win even more.
Am I a failure if I don't win, though?
No, you've worked so hard and you've had so much fun.
I feel like I'm letting everybody down.
No, you're not. You've okay. done, you know, stop.
Well, Morgan number two, anything else?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy, Jamie, has always been a big football fan. He loves to watch the University of Nebraska play. Huge Husker fan. But he has to sit inches away from the TV to see anything because he's legally blind. He's so blind, he has to get his face right up on it. So he can't see the ball. He just sees the colors of the teams moving and kind of knows the direction things are happening. And he has to listen to the play-by-play by the announcers. But this season, they finally developed a pair of glasses that they put on. And they look like those virtual reality glasses. But he can see. And after seeing his wife and two daughters, he just wanted to watch a football game.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Like, he saw his wife, like, really? And he saw his daughters. He's like, I want to watch the University of Nebraska. He said, it was everything I thought Husker Nation was. I love this story so much because I love, listen, I love college football. I'm a huge University of Arkansas. And I'm also really blind. I have one eye that doesn't work except to see light. And I've tried like, stuff like this. It never works for me. But that's really a great story, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Oddly gave me chills.
So cool.
Right?
Yes.
That's cool. That's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Carrollton, Michigan. A police chief was responding to a call about breaking and entering. He gets out of his car, pulls the gun out of the holster, and he's walking up to the house. Uh-oh. Slips on the ice, and boom! Oh, shoots himself no. in the foot.
That's funny. That sucks. I also feel bad for him because I've slipped on ice, and you, there's a sense of I don't control anything in my life as soon as you start slipping.
Oh, yeah.
And this knucklehead's already...
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Every Monday at this time, it's Amy versus Lunchbox, where I ask Amy three questions that dudes would normally know the answer to, and ask Lunchbox three questions that ladies would normally know the answers to. And this season, as we play to 10, Lunchbox is up 4-0. Yeah, it's not pretty right now, Amy.
Is it really 4-0?
It's really 4-0.
That's so bad.
Yeah, it is so bad.
I mean, you could just concede and we could start a new one. I could be up 2-0.
Wait, feel about that?
No.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy, I'm coming to you first. The bow refers to what side of the boat?
Bow.
What?
Oh, I have no idea.
The bow?
I looked at Eddie and I was like, is it bow?
Bow.
Like, I worked in a marina and we didn't call it the bow.
You just called it front
we
and back.
We called it front and the back of the boat. Like, go fill up the Evan room.
Get in the back.
Yeah. It wasn't.
I'm going to say, because you put a little bow on the front,
You say it's the front.
Or you can, yeah.
If it's not, then Lunchbox is going to get the easy steal
here.
Well,
it could be the side.
But show me. Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Show me the front. Correct. There you go. Thanks, Eddie, for helping us.
Yeah, Eddie. Like, look, Eddie, I literally
I drove boats for years, like for work, and I didn't know that's what that was. All right, here we go. Ready? Football star Le'Veon Bell ended a season-long saga last week by declining an offer from his current team. Which team is he playing for?
I don't know.
Oh, is that your answer?
Good guess.
What'd you say his name was again?
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. Pro?
Mm-hmm.
Denver Broncos.
I'm sorry. Lunchbox, you can steal?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Correct. All our Pittsburgh fans listening up there, don't be offended. Amy knows nothing about football.
I am so sorry. I've never heard of Le'Veon before in my life. It's not my fault.
Amy, how many yards are on a football field?
100.
There you go. Good.
Thank you.
You have two. Lunchbox has 1 point. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready, Lunchbox. Who is named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive this year? Big story just happened.
Yeah. He's the guy from The Wire. I don't know how to say his name. It's spelled ID, like R-A.
I will let you spell his last name.
Oh, I don't even know how to spell his last name.
But that's how you would play, like, yeah, you have to get their last name. So I'll let you spell either his first or last name, because you're not saying it right, but I'm going to give you a shot here.
What?
You can't just say sounds and
no,
go.
No, I know his. It's I-D-R-A.
I-D-R-A. Is that your answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Amy.
I-D. R-R-A?
No.
I don't know.
I-D-R-I-S. Right?
Oh, S.
Uh-huh.
He's Stringer Bell.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
Right?
Okay.
What are the names of Thomas Rhett's two kids, Lunchbox?
One's from Uganda. I mean, no, that's right. No, wait, you didn't buzz me yet.
Go ahead.
I can talk it out.
You threw your hands up in the air like I'm done. Our listeners couldn't see that.
Well, yeah, but Amy does it all the time, but she talks it out for like an hour, so I'm going to talk it out for an hour. He sings about him in a song, right? At the CMAs last week, I saw it. Sammy in Uganda.
Sammy in Uganda.
Oh.
Sunshine.
Sammy in Uganda, Sunshine, all right? Amy?
Oh, man, I'm struggling here. Ada James.
Uh-huh.
And, why can I not think Gray? Ada James and...
5 seconds.
Willow Gray.
What is it?
Willow.
I'm sorry.
Willow Gray.
You can't do that thing where you say things over and over.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Over here was sounding out things. He could spell it.
Whoa, are you going to talk
about
me?
Okay, kids.
I mean,
kids.
He gives you that all kids? The
sorry,
time.
Lunchbox.
I feel like I'm
ready. You need this to tie.
Okay.
When you're under pressure, things just...
The flower baby's breath. Is what color?
The what?
The flower baby's breath.
Oh, that's white.
Shoot. That's right.
Yeah, I know that. Wow. Get off me.
Sudden death.
We're not on you.
Amy, sudden death. Who's the oldest quarterback in the NFL?
Ooh.
Golly, did Brett Favre come back? Is he still retired? Because he's retired a couple times.
Amy, who is the oldest quarterback in the NFL?
Is Peyton Manning still playing?
What is your answer?
Is it Tom Brady?
What is your answer?
Tom Brady.
Correct.
Yes.
Lunchbox.
Yep, that's me.
Which reality star apparently lied last week on Instagram about having to evacuate because of the California wildfires?
Which reality star?
Mm-hmm. Lied last week. Do you know this, Amy?
Oh, it's one of the Kardashians.
Okay.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Or is it Jenner? I don't know which one
Go
you
ahead.
Call him. Kendall Jenner.
That's incorrect.
It's Kylie. No, it's Caitlyn Jenner.
No, it's Tori Spelling. See? But it doesn't matter. Amy is the winner.
I won.
There you go.
Tori doesn't Spelling lied about that?
What it says. Which reality star apparently lied last week.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah, there you have it. Big winner, Amy.
I feel like this song is fitting because I didn't really play that well.
No, but you won.
I know.
Yeah.
But I got Willa Gray wrong.
You did. That stinks. Hey, don't forget tonight, Dancing with the Stars.
And don't forget, tonight you got to vote.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Like, this is it, people. I just want to emphasize that. This is it. We've gotten Bobby this far. All of you out there voting, he would not be here without
that.
So we need to keep voting. And just a friendly reminder, you can't vote by phone. You have to vote online. Go to BobbyBones.com for all the links.
Yeah, because there's a link, and you just put your email and your phone number, and
so
then you
easy.
Have an account, and you vote. And tonight, we'll be doing hitting that freestyle up. I'll be bringing it in. Here I am, it's Bobby, and I'm on the TV set. That's not what I said.
It's not.
No. I'm on a TV set, and I'm on the TV set.
Through the floor.
Did I mention I'm on your TV set? Right here on your TV set.
Or taking your breath.
That's all I said.
Everyone be at home like, what?
Wait, what? Who calls it a TV set anymore? Tonight, Dance with the Stars finale, baby! All right, weekend catch-up. Amy.
Oh, I had a baby shower at my house, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, for one of your friends?
Yes, she is having a baby boy, so it was a lot of fun having her friends over and just celebrating his arrival. He'll be here in a couple of months, so it was fun. But definitely got my house super clean, which is awesome.
Do you like having parties and hosting parties?
Yeah, I do. And I like how it motivates me to get a lot of stuff done. And then before everybody goes, especially if you're hosting something with multiple other girls, they help you do all the cleanup. It's awesome.
Mm. That is nice. But what if they don't? What if they leave and your stuff?
Thanks for letting us shoot your house. Bye.
Yeah. My fear is of hosting something is people just want to linger all the time.
Oh. No, people were pretty, like, you know, they respected the time. But you remember, you're hosting our Christmas party.
You know how I know that? As you reminded me yesterday in an email. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because you said you would host it at your house, but I would be in charge. So I was emailing to let you know I need to know if we're really doing it. We need to pick a day because if I'm in charge, I got to schedule food and all the things.
Yeah. Hold me to it because I leave California today.
Okay.
And hold me to it and we'll pick a date and we will do it at my house. We'll have a dinner. Everybody will come over. You and I together will make it happen. I will pay for it. We'll be at my house, and you'll just make sure everybody leaves, right? Can you be the cop that makes everybody leave?
No, I'm not doing that. I'll be in charge of food and, you know, making sure there's, like, an activity.
When I hit that, I'll bring an air horn. When I hit it, it means time for everybody to go. I don't have to say it. It's just time for everybody to go home.
I think that it's our work Christmas party, so I'm pretty sure everyone in this room knows that they shouldn't linger.
Okay, well, yes, we will. All jokes aside, I'm looking forward to it. That'll be fun.
What about your weekend?
Because it's the finale tonight. It's just the longest days I've ever had in my life. I mean, we have this humongous number tonight. I think it's called a number.
Routine.
This is not a routine.
Oh,
there are two dances tonight, and I mentioned this earlier. The first dance are calling a re-dance, like a replay dance, but we didn't get good scores the first time, so Sharna made us learn a whole new dance. To MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This. So it's the same song.
So do the other people do the same thing?
Yes, yes. Okay. But she's like, we got our scores weren't that good. So we have to learn a new dance. And she's right, by the way. She's right. But it's been tough because it's been two different dances. And then we have this humongous The Greatest Showman number, which I haven't got right yet. I mean, it is such a big, and I'm talking during it, and I'm trying to talk and like go through the dance. And I haven't got it right one time. So,
awesome. So
I know. It's so big, and Sharna did such a good job and big job, and everybody's stressed, and, you know, it's just going to be a big night tonight. You can only vote online, and the internet's been so mean to me over the past week, and here's the difference. I was wondering, why has it been bothering me a little more than ever before, right? Because I shut down all my comments on Instagram, because I was like, I'm not dealing with it.
Oh, you did?
Here's why. Usually, when people are haters or are trolls on the internet, it's because I did something that either deserved it or evoked an emotion, right? Meaning something I did. On this dancing show, I've done nothing but work hard as I can.
Right.
I really have done nothing.
I'm glad you recognize that, yeah.
I haven't done anything to make people feel anger at me in any way. Sometimes I say things and I go, oh yeah, I get why people wouldn't like that. And then I understand the trolling. But it's been a tough one. It's been a tough last few days. I did that, and that MC Hammer suit, I'm going to buy it and put it on a mannequin in my house.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Like a mannequin? You're going to frame it or put it on a mannequin?
Like I'm going to get one of those things.
Right when you walk in your house?
Well, not right when I walk in, but I need something from this show, like a really cool thing. And I had the greatest time on the show.
Yes, you did.
The hardest time, but the greatest time.
Yeah.
And that MC Hammer thing just really personifies the whole show to me. It's crazy. It's like a dream of mine. The gold chain. It was just crazy. So I bought it. I bought the whole suit that I'm wearing tonight.
Love it.
Then they made it there. But yeah, that's that. So yeah, it's good, man. Lunchbox, what was your weekend like?
Oh, my wife celebrated her 35th birthday. So, you know, I did a little romancing and dancing and took her out to dinner. And that was about it. I mean, that was our weekend. It was her birthday. So we did.
Did you plan it?
Yeah, well, yeah, I planned it. I was just like, hey, you want to go to dinner? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, we should probably go early since we got the kid and he may start crying. So we went and we ate dinner.
You took the baby with you?
Yeah, took the baby with us and he slept the whole time through dinner. It was great.
Awesome.
So it's perfect. Good. And I bought her ice cream. I had a free coupon.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a romantic.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Amy's going to Austin to spend time with your dad. How's your dad?
Yeah, he's doing so good. So much better. He's back home, out of the hospital. Still has to have he does have to have 24-hour care around the house, but the fact that he's home and doing better, and maybe there's like, he can go run errands and stuff, it's crazy. He can't drive, but he can go out on the town with me.
Yeah, on the
I'm
town.
I'm pumped about that, because I just never, whenever he was in the hospital for so long and then rehab, like you just, it's hard to picture that actually happening, so I'm pumped to see the progress in person.
Yeah.
So I've just been hearing about it from my sister.
Well, and for those that are new, Amy's dad went in for a few day small cancer surgery, and here we are almost 4 months later.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the hospital, had
I mean, got chemo radiation, done with that. Everything. And now I feel like hopefully now we can just heal. Like all that's behind us and we just heal. And so thank you for everyone. All listeners are awesome and they're always checking in and praying for them. So it's cool.
Lunchbox?
I'll be heading to Austin to introduce my son to my sister and my brother. And then
they haven't met your kid yet.
No, they haven't met him.
That's amazing.
And then I also get to meet my sister, just had twin boys, so I'm going to get to meet them for the first time.
Why did someone say you were mad about something called Turkey Day with parents?
Well, if you look at Facebook, all of a sudden, every school is having Turkey Day where the parents have to go and eat turkey lunch with their kid at school.
You have a baby. It's not even on your radar yet.
This is the thing. They are making up these holidays, so I feel bad for all these parents. They have to take off work all these days throughout the year all of a sudden to go make them look like a good parent, because if they skip it, it's like, oh, Johnny's parents don't care about him. They didn't come to Turkey Day. Guys, you need to stop with all the holidays at school because it's hard on the parents.
Amy, you're a new parent. You have an 8-year-old, 11-year-old. Your thoughts?
I mean, I guess I just would go if I could, and if it was a really big deal to me, then I guess I would just tell my kids I'm not going to make it. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Do they have Turkey Day with parents at your school?
No, because they have off of school. They just take off.
That's what they do all the time. It's the opposite. Amy's kids just get out of school.
We just want y'all not here, so don't come up here. No school, so no Turkey Day. What are your plans?
Well, I really have no plans after tonight is the finale of Dancing with the Stars, so I'll be dancing, and then we have to go to New York tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And all the final four of us do go and we do some press. And then I'm kind of done. So we'll still be, I don't know, what's our last day at work? I don't know. I don't have plans, but I figure what I'll do is order some food to my house and just send a note out going, anybody that has anywhere to go and come to the house and eat.
Okay, so you're going to be in Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know if you were going to be in Texas, but okay.
I'll be in Nashville. I haven't slept in my own bed but like four times in 3 months.
I get that.
So I may actually order turkey and eat it in my bed. It'll be weird because sometimes I would have Thanksgiving alone, but my dog would always be there and we'd have like meat day and just hang out. But I don't have a dog anymore because he died. But tonight's not to get dark.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
But I haven't really thought.
It is like your first holiday.
It is. It kind of stinks.
Him. Yeah, that's hard.
It kind of stinks.
Holidays are never fun when stuff like that's going on. But you know.
Yes.
You've got things to be grateful for sure.
Yeah.
And then we're probably all a little bit curious. I'm speaking for everybody in the room, but...
mm-hmm. What's that?
Go ahead, Amy. Ask the question.
I knew y'all were thinking it. Mm-hmm. The girl.
What about like, the girl?
Well,
I don't know.
What is she doing for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Y'all haven't even talked about it?
No, not really.
She bringing the parents to the
house?
So
y'all haven't talked. If y'all haven't talked about that by now, like, are y'all even talking?
I mean, yeah. It's been pretty busy. But you're right. I don't know. Listen, what am I going to do?
I heard y'all were holding hands.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Where'd you see that?
Heard it from a friend who. Because I got asked about it.
You were holding hands.
Huh.
I got asked about it. And it was awkward for a second because I didn't know what I was supposed to say.
Someone asked you about me. But... Well, who asked what?
No, we're not going to talk about it right now. I'm just saying, like, you put me in compromising positions when you don't fill everybody in on who it is and what it is. And then we got a mutual friend asking me about the hand-holding. And then I don't know if they're a friend.
There's
so
nothing
like,
with the girl like that's happening for Thanksgiving. Because if that's what we're talking about.
Dang, that's not good.
Like, no. I'm not going to her thing. I don't have a thing for her to come to.
Well, you said you're going to order turkey.
I mean, listen.
I mean, she
can get perfect.
Turkey in the bed. Yeah, hey.
Turkey in bed.
Turkey in the bed.
Turkey. Hey, baby.
Sounds enticing. I'll be right over.
Go little gobble gobble, huh?
Okay. No.
I mean, okay.
No. That's it. That's the deal. But listen, I'm trying to dance on Dancing with the Stars. Hope people vote tonight and watch. Other than that.
You hope. People
yeah,
better.
I do. I hope. I do hope. So that's all.
Are we telling people what's the update on the tattoo?
The update is if I win the mirror ball, Sharon and I will get a small mirror ball tattooed on us.
Okay,
for sure.
So people, should
I didn't commit to that Friday, but today I'm committed
to
that.
Yeah, I wanted to know.
For sure, committed to that. Okay, good. Everybody good?
Good.
Yeah. Everybody settled?
Yes.
Everybody square? All right. Don't forget tonight, Dancing with the Stars. Thank you. Can't wait, everybody.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
After waiting in line days to buy Hamilton tickets, a woman realized she was $20 short. This is something that she and her daughter had their hearts set on. They'd been saving up and they were paying cash for the tickets. Boom, $20 short. In line 4 days. Well, a police officer that was standing close by overheard what was happening, didn't want her to lose her chance to see the Broadway musical Hamilton, spotted her 20.
That's good. I like that.
Shout out.
Also, I saw Hamilton. It's a fantastic thing to see.
I didn't get it at first. I was like, they never talk. They just sing the whole time. I didn't know that. I just kept waiting for the talking. But I'm not that cultured. But that's a good story.
It might be nice to get Hamilton on your side.
Talk less. Smile more.
I mean, it really is the story about how America became America. And how, I didn't know this, how we loaned, we were able to borrow money from people. And they didn't allow us to go bankrupt. They took care of the country. Because if somebody owes you money, you take care of them because you need your money back.
Oh, wow.
So what he figured out was, basically, if I can break it down, was why don't we borrow money from a bunch of other countries and they'll make sure that we don't go out of business as a country because we owe them money.
Wow.
Oh, he was 100 years ahead of his time. It was amazing, an amazing story, like an amazing story of America. And there's a lot of singing and rapping and stuff.
Because he was America's treasurer, right?
Come on.
Okay, right? All right.
Come on.
Wow, dude, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
I want to see
it. And I never thought about it from that angle. Like, if you borrow money from someone. Like, Eddie, if you borrowed $100 from me.
Correct.
I'd watch your health. I'd be like, you need to eat healthy, buddy. I didn't get that money. I didn't get that money back.
Yeah.
But isn't that cool? That's cool.
Really cool.
And the story's good, and that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Maren Morrison in the next 10 minutes. Over to Amy now for the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What did the turkey say to the computer?
What did the turkey say to the computer?
Google, Google, Google.
That's funny. That's funny. Come on. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah. Google, 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 Google. All right, there you have it. There it is.
Finally.
That was the Morning Corny.
Here's the story of a couple in Michigan. They lost a wedding ring, and they're like, what is happening? So they look everywhere. They get a metal detector. They find it in the puppy's stomach.
Oh, my
puppy's
gosh.
Stomach.
What?
Mm-hmm. A West Michigan couple discovered their missing wedding ring inside their 10-month-old puppy. So she's like, I can't find it. They looked everywhere. They thought they would leave it. And then she said, okay, check the dog. And bloop. And they took the dog to the vet, did the x-ray. Bloop. There it was. So they had to send it and do some, like, internal medicine and, like, get the dog to poop it out. But isn't that crazy?
So crazy.
Yeah.
Man. Metal detectors are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. X-ray machines are amazing, too.
That's true.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Maren Morris.
Hey. Let her into the room. Am I the only one clapping? Where is she?
She's coming.
Okay. Obviously, I'm in California right now, and I'm watching Maren through the beauties of technology as we have screens set up. Oh, I see her walking into the screen. There she is. Come on. There Aww. She is. Can you hear me?
I'm good. How tired are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Dancing up a storm. I just saw you.
Yeah, right? We were at the awards together. By the way, You're awesome. You killed it. You know what's funny about seeing you like at an award show? I always feel like I want to stop and talk to you, but it's like at those things, it's so, there's 10,000 people and
yeah.
it's overstimulation with everybody that you just love to see all at once. And you just wish you could spread it out and see everybody, but then it's everybody all at once.
I know. And it's always like small talk. It's like high and by, but you guys looked amazing.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, tonight it's a finale. I'm dancing. Who cares?
But
I do want to talk about you for a second. We were talking about at the CMAs, and I saw your Instagram where it said you had like a $250,000 in diamonds on. Is that what
yeah,
it said?
Yeah, I was feeling really bougie because I've always wanted to wear this jewelry designer, Lorraine Schwartz, and this CMAs was like the first time I felt like I made it because I got to wear her jewelry.
So what does that mean when you get to wear it? You don't have to, you have to give it back, right? Like,
oh, yeah. Some troll was like, oh, quit bragging about your excessive wealth. And I was like, girl, we have to give that back. We don't get to keep all this stuff.
It's not you're like, I'm dripping in diamonds and I bought it all and I paid for it.
No. Definitely gave it back at the end of the night. So that's how it works.
What is it like with the changes in clothes? Because you show up in one thing and you switch over to another. How many wardrobe changes do you take with you to an award show?
Well, I guess like 4 to 5.
Holy wow. crap.
Yeah. It can get a little tedious just because you want to sit in something all night and just like chill. But yeah, I guess there's like a rule that you, after you perform, you can't like go back to your seat in your performance look unless, you know, your award is right then. So yeah, it was a lot of quick changes, but I have a lot of people that I'm just used to like touching me and like glamming me up in the bathroom stall. So, yeah, that's
what a dumb rule.
Yeah, I don't really get it either. I mean,
yeah,
I
you should break that. Just be the rebel. Like, yeah, if anybody can do it, it would be Maren that would just be like, you know what? I'm comfortable, and your performance outfit was amazing. So you just go back to your seat and sit in it.
Well, thank you. I said that I was like, this is such a cool look. I just want to like yes. live in it for a second. And they're like, no, on to the next one. And I understand that like why they do that, but I'm just super lazy and want to stay in the same look all night.
Well, unfairly, I wore my same suit for 3 days. I wore that show. I wore it, slept in it, wore it the next day, walked around. I was like, what up, baby? Still looking good.
I know. Guys have it easy.
Yeah, it was all good. Okay, let me switch it up for a second. I want to talk about music because, I mean, everybody's asking you, and you're even teasing a little bit about new music. Like, when do we get to hear our first song? More than an album, because I know that'll come, but when do we get to hear our first new song?
January.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can say that. Yeah.
You can say January, you'll have a new song for us.
Yeah. I haven't like aired that out yet, but I'm telling you it's January because, I mean, no one's more ready for new music than myself. Like, I love my first record, but, you know, I've sung My Church, you know, 5 bazillion times. I would love to perform like some new stuff now.
Do you feel like you will perform My Church the rest of your life and be happy to do it?
Oh, yeah. And it's no diss to My Church. Like, that is, I still get choked up when I sing that song at every show because every time feels different. But yeah, I mean, it's been almost 3 years since that came out, since you played it. And so
that's crazy. It's been 3 years.
Trace years. Yeah, it's been a long time. But, you know, each of my singles take a while to get up there. So it's been like a long shelf life of Hero. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now,
Maren Morris.
So I was looking at your pictures on Insta Story when you went to Sesame Street, which is the coolest thing maybe I've ever seen you do.
I think it is the coolest thing I've gotten to do.
Right? Like, listen, we're lucky. We're in a job that sometimes we get to do really cool things, like in music and on TV. But you got to go to a freaking Sesame Street.
Yeah. I almost cried when I met Big Bird because it's surreal seeing him in person.
How big is Big Bird, though, really?
Well, he's taller than Ryan, if that gives you any guesstimation. he's a big bird. That's all I can say. He's got to be like 6'5".
And does Big Bird talk from inside the suit?
No, he talks and he sings. But recently, the guy that has voiced Big Bird since like the beginning in the 70s or some crazy stuff, he's retired. So I think there will still be maybe Big Bird, but they'll have maybe a new voice for him.
Which is always a little bit weird when they have to switch the voice.
Yeah.
For something that you've known forever.
Yeah. But no, they were so welcoming to us, and it airs for their 50th anniversary next year. And it was just the cutest, like cuteness overload all day. And they sang Ryan Happy Birthday. So I told them, I was like, 32, that's probably the coolest birthday you've ever had is the Sesame Street cast singing Happy Birthday to you. I don't know how I'm ever going to top that again.
It was Oscar the Grouch there?
Oscar the Grouch wasn't there, but we had Elmo, we had Big Bird, we had Rosita, we had the Cookie Monster.
Ooh. Oh, Bert Cookie and Ernie. Monster. Come on.
The whole troop.
And so they invited you because they're huge Maren Morris fans and they're just bringing a lot of artists to do a 50th anniversary?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who the other artists are for this next year, but, you know, it's like iconic to get to do that show. I've looked at all the country artists that have done Sesame Street and it's like Little Big Town, Garth. Johnny Cash has done it, and it's just the coolest thing.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, but Making a Murderer 2, did you finish that or no?
Yeah, I finished it.
Is it good or not? Oh, it is that good.
Yeah. I mean, I guess people are like conflicted because, you know, they're still in prison, so it does feel a little tedious, but the attorney in the second season that's representing Stephen Avery is so smart, and she is just a pistol. Her name's like Kathleen Zellner, and she's just probably the most fun person to watch because she's just so brilliant.
Well, then what do you think? Because I saw the first season like everyone else did. I haven't started the second one yet. Do you feel like Stephen Avery did it or no?
You know, I didn't think he did in the first season, but after this second season, I'm even more convinced that someone else has done it.
Wow.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, wow. Okay. Do you think it's because his lawyer is just that good and maybe how the documentary spins it? Or Oh, man. Okay, well, now I'm convinced I have to watch the second
season. She's just debunked every single thing that the state brought against him. And then the coolest thing to watch is that she does all these experiments to recreate what they said happened. And she just disproves every single thing that they put forth. So it was almost like, yeah, duh, of course that it didn't happen that way. And, you know, she's like, I think, the most exonerated lawyer. Like, she's gotten off the most people as a private law firm that were wrongfully convicted.
Well, now I'm gonna have to watch that.
Me too. Yeah, I know, now I'm in.
It's just fascinating. Like, I love true crime documentaries anyways, but that's a good one.
You watched the one where the guy fell, the one who fell down the stairs?
Staircase. I watched
that.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
I did.
What'd you think? You think he did it or no?
Oh, it's so weird talking about this because, like, these are real people.
But they put themselves on shows, though, to be fair.
Yeah. I didn't think he did, but when I watched the last episode, for some reason, like, something, the way he said a certain thing made me think that he did. And also, that show was way too long. It was,
oh, yes,
like 14 episodes, and it was all just, like, courtroom footage. And it was fascinating, but, yeah, I kind of got a weird vibe from the guy in the last episode.
Well, what about OJ? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm totally kidding.
Let's dredge it all up.
Every court case from our life,
yes,
go through.
Let's
talk about
my uneducated opinion on it.
Well, aren't we all, though? We just watch this stuff, and we see what is being slanted at us and the way they want to slant it at us, and then they go, okay, make your opinion the way we'd like for you to make it based on what we're giving you.
Right. I feel like I've formed an opinion from enough, you know, episodes, but, yeah, it's just crazy.
Now, let's talk about Rich for a second. Here we are. Was this a song that you ever thought would be a big country song?
I did, because it was, it reminded me of, like, Goodbye Earl or something, just, like, really laughing at itself. But I didn't realize that it would do well at country radio, because there's kind of, like, a difference in my mind of what's a big hit and what's a hit at radio, because, you know, you could have a song that is selling really well, and at shows it's, like, the biggest song that the fans sing along to, but I just didn't think that... I thought maybe it was a little too aggressive for country radio. But, you know, we did the radio edit with the profanity taken out of it. And, I mean, no one's more surprised than I am that it's been reacting so well, and that it's gotten up this far. So I'm super proud. It's the last single that we're releasing from this record, and feels like we're going out on a bang.
Yeah. I love the song. I remember the first time when it was just on the record. We took it and dubbed it in, and I switched up the S word to make it go.
I remember that. Yeah, it was like hits or something.
Yeah. We don't know how to edit around here, so we just reversed it.
I liked it. I liked the way you did it.
It sounded like Missy Elliott, where it's like, dan, dan, take it down, reverse it. Zom, zom, pick, pick,
pick, pick, yeah, exactly.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Maren Morris.
You tweeted out that your next album will have a couple features on it.
Yeah.
I know you're not saying who it is yet, but how do you ask somebody to feature on your record? And does anyone ever tell you no?
I mean, I like to know the person, or at least have met them, to give it some sort of organic vibe. But yeah, I mean, it's tough, because it's different if, like, you wrote it with the person, but for these two features, I didn't write these songs with the artists that are featured on it. So it really is just me reaching out as a fan and just being like, hey, do you want to vibe on this? And luckily, you know, both have said yes, so it's going to be really fun. And it just fits the song so well. It didn't feel like a forced collab.
I can't wait. You know, I'm a huge fan, right? Not even just, like, in face-to-face right now. But, like, I'm a huge fan of your music and you. Like,
you say it behind your back.
I do. I say it behind your back. Like, thanks. I feel like I'm a fan and a friend. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you, dude. I am a fan of yours, and I was going to ask, like, if you could tell me what you're doing tonight on the finale.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
I want to know.
I'm dancing. Okay, so have you ever seen The Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know the intro song that's like, whoa,
yeah,
boom. So it's that, but we're doing the Panic at the Disco version. They did a version of it.
Oh,
so here
cool.
It is right here. This is it.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
And so
oh, cool.
Instead of him talking in that part, I'm talking.
That's
and
awesome.
And so I have a mic on, and we do this big thing, and I'm also doing a I don't know.
You're like the ringleader?
Yes, that's kind of what I am. But to me, this whole show has been, like, I'm the underdog in this whole thing, because I'm the only one with that dance experience. And so to me, it's been like, it's all about the people I've met, and the people, like our listeners, that have, they're the only reason I'm still here. Yeah. Like, let's be honest, I'm not the best dancer.
Yeah, but you want it the most.
I do want it the most. Oh, yeah. I can taste it.
Yeah. I think you're going to win. See? Thank you, Maren. Now, yes.
And but you know
what?
Know.
I have that same reaction you just had anytime someone tells me I'm going to win something. I'm just like, it's like a mixture of thank you, but also stop jinxing me.
I also feel a bit of like if I don't, because our listeners and the country music listeners have really voted for me so hard to get me here that if I feel like if I don't win, I'm letting them down. Like yeah. I do feel that. You ever feel that way?
Yeah, like there's a little bit of a weight that you carry, but you know, they signed up for it with you. So it's really like, it's cliche, but everyone's in it together with you, which is a really cool thing. I don't think the other contestants have that sort of, national support in that way in a fan base.
I hope. I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to talk about me though.
It's
thank you for
so
asking
fun.
That, but thank you. Enough about me. What's your coffee drink over there you're drinking?
I think it's just like a latte with coconut milk.
Do you have them put Maren on your cup when you go in, or do you have to do something different since your name is, different?
They always end up misspelling it or calling me Mary or Marion. And so I just say Ryan.
Well, that works.
Yeah, that's, you can't screw that one up.
How's Ryan, by the way, your husband?
He's good. He's hunting in Alabama right now. So, I was like kind of annoyed because we just went through all of this CMA stuff and all the chaos and talking to everyone. And then like literally right after the CMAs, he's like, okay, bye. I'm going to be gone for like 4 or 5 days. But, you know, I'm just, you know, enjoying my alone time.
Yeah, right. So are you going to, you play the middle at every show right now?
Mm-hmm.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
Do people sing that back the loudest or My Church?
It's probably a toss-up. I think, like, here recently, the middle, because that first chorus is almost completely a cappella. So you hear the crowd more in that one. But I think, you know, My Church and the middle for a while will always be, like, our ending songs because it just, like, amps everyone up.
Mm. Well, let's say this. Congratulations on Rich. Congratulations on Hero. I mean,
the end of an era.
It kind of is. And you know what's weird too, Maren, is that people are calling your next record your sophomore record, but you've actually put out a few records. I guess just not on a major label.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've released a few, but not on like the world stage. But you know, it's like I'm more proud, I think, of this next record than the last one just because I've had to like overcome the pressure of making the sophomore record. And I feel like I've kicked that in the butt and I just don't worry about, you know, failing or the sophomore slump. So... but I'm really proud of it, and the writing on it this time is way more direct and mature, but there's still some like fun and sass in it too, and I've never gotten to do any collabs before on a record, so I'm excited to have these people on it too.
Are you done with the record?
Yeah, dude, I actually like 2 days before the CMAs wrapped every like mix and vocal, like I went in and sang the last few tweaks that I had in my mind, and I got to like call it a wrap right before the CMAs. So I was like celebrating no matter what happened that night, just being done with the album finally.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're switching it up. Ryan's never been to a Texas Thanksgiving. So my family, my aunt has a place outside of Austin, like in Marble Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to the Hill Country. And
that's where everybody else on the show is going too. That's where everybody's from here.
Right. So yes, I love
what's
it.
So if it's a difference, like he's never done a Texas Thanksgiving, like what do you think is going to be different food offering wise for him? Or is there something you really look forward to that's like tradition in your family?
Yeah, I mean, like my dad always, like he's a great cook and I'm sure they'll be like pot looking the whole thing, but they make this this pie. It's like a icebox like chocolate pie. It sounds like super white trash, but it's so good.
No, I know it is. It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. So I haven't had that in a few years because we've always done like the herd Thanksgiving. So we're switching Christmas and Thanksgiving this year. But I'm excited to go to Texas and like spend some time with my family. And I have, you know, some stuff to do down there. I'm doing like an album listening party in Dallas. And yeah, so it's I'm pumped to go back home.
Well, Maren Morris, what can I say? I'm a big fan of you. I'm lucky to be your friend.
Samesies.
And just rocking it. I'm so happy for you. Hope you have a great holiday. It's so good to see you. Congratulations on everything. And
you too. Good luck tonight.
We're
rooting for you.
I want to vomit. I'm talking about.
I know.
I want to right before I start dancing. I want to vomit every time. It's like, they play a click track that you don't get to see it on YouTube or hear it on TV, but they
like
play
a
click. Yeah. So it goes. So you don't hear it at home, but it lets us know when that first beat hits. So in case we have to move on the first beat.
Right.
So it goes ding, 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 ding. And usually it's four unless it's a different kind of dance where it's three. But when that click track hits, all my guts just switch places. It's like,
oh, yeah. No. I totally get it. That happens to me every live performance I have to do. So
I'm the biggest fan, and good luck, and we'll talk to you soon. Can't wait to hear new music. And Maren, thank you.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, Maren Morris, everybody.
Thanks, y'all. Whoop, whoop. Come on.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Elizabeth Chandler was eating at a Burger King in Virginia when she saw one of the Burger King employees going above and beyond her call of duty. She was helping an old man out to her car. And so she took a picture of the girl helping the guy, and she was like, man, that is so nice. And she asked the girl, why do you do it? And she goes, oh, that's Mr. John. He comes in here once a week. He has a really bad back, so he has a hard time getting in and out of his car. So I always walk him just to make sure, you know what? He gets in his car safely.
That's good. That's a good story. And nothing really to gain except helping somebody. You know what I mean? That's good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Yeah, tonight, the finale of Dancing with the Stars. And I will be dancing two dances. And it's going to be a whole thing anyway. Like a big production. But this is it. This is it. This is the last show. I either hold the mirror ball or I don't. And
man, I really hope you're holding it.
I feel like I'm going to let everybody down if I'm not. I really feel that way. And I hate it that I feel that way.
But you're not letting anybody down. Because, I mean, the votes, we have to rely on the votes. Like, at this point, it's down to the voting. We know the judges are going to kind of give you, you know, seven.
Yeah.
Basically. So
That's true.
We have to come through with the votes. And people just have to realize that it's online. Like, I'm super nervous that they switch it up. Like, to me, I almost want to call them, like, the Dancing with the Stars people and be like, oh, why are you switching it up? I mean, is it because tallying?
It's because it's day of.
Day of? Okay, yeah. Whatever. But it's different, people. If you've been voting by phone, now it's by computer, and it's imperative. Like, it's crucial. Like, life depends on it type stuff.
Well, I don't know about that, but BobbyBones.com, and you can, or it's, I think the real site's DWTSLiveVote.com. But just go to BobbyBones.com. You'll see the link there, and you can set up. You just put your email and your birthday, and you have an account, and you can vote. But I'll be tonight, and I'm doing MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This, that song again, but our dance is different because my partner was like, we're not doing the same dance because we didn't get good scores, so we're learning a new cha-cha.
You think your brain will go back? Are you nervous it's going to go back to the original moves?
It's just so not the same, Amy.
Okay,
no.
That you're good? Okay.
No, that, not that I'm good, the opposite. It's just, but so,
can you touch this?
I did this.
Look at my eyes, man.
And then the freestyle tonight's Panic at the Disco doing The Greatest Showman, and it's like, you know, I start and I'm like, I'm talking in mine. A bit.
You were talking.
Yeah, so the just the first part. I didn't want to give away too much. Sure. So here's Panic at the Disco.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
But I'm saying something in those spots instead of him.
Okay.
I'm switching in the dark.
What are you gonna say?
I'm not telling you.
And buried in your bones, there's an
ache. And I think a little bit, even though we've written it and practiced it, and we're still practicing it. Even Sean is like, what's he gonna say? Mm. Is he gonna go rogue? I don't feel like I am.
Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you.
Now this is, it goes back to these words, and we're dancing. We're doing all different styles too, because we're just, it's like freestyle, do whatever you want.
It's fire, it's freedom, it's fun.
So yeah, that's it, man.
But when you're talking, you're not dancing.
I kind of.
Oh,
little bit.
Oh boy.
I know. Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Big, baby. It's going to be big.
I cannot wait.
Judges are going to hate it or they're going to love it because there's no middle for this one. Oh, this is the greatest show. Yeah. There you go.
Okay, I can already hear Bruno.
Go ahead.
There was no panic at this disco, baby. Like, I could hear him totally saying something like that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they're going to love it.
Okay.
They're going to love it.
You think so?
Yes.
I hope so.
I mean, what?
And then Carrie Ananava is going to tell you she loves you.
But they never say good things and then give me good scores.
Correct.
I can't believe everything's going to be tallied up from the judges that night and the online votes that night before the TV show ends.
This is going to be crazy.
It really is going to be the most intense show ever. And they say no phones out whenever I'm there watching. And I'm going to have my phone out because I'm going to be voting.
Right.
I guess I could vote before. If voting's open, I could vote.
Commercials, people pull their phones out.
But I got to be sending messages on Instagram to remind people to vote.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to have my phone.
We're rocking it tonight, man. I don't know. Any words of advice, Lunchbox?
Man, just don't screw it up.
Like,
I mean, really, that's basically it. This is it. This is your one time to shine.
And no, I've had more.
No. This is the biggest one, though. All these other ones, there was a lot. Oh, it's not as much pressure because it's just kind of
pressure. I had to get here.
It was the regular season. This is the World Series. This is the Super Bowl. This is the mirror ball. And you've been talking about it, and you want to be able to see your reflection in that mirror ball and look at it and be like, man, I did it. You
if
don't want to be
standing. You keep it at your house for a day.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Now Lunchbox is voting.
Now he's like, well, I was going to vote for Juan Pablo or Joe. I'm like, no, they're not in anymore, dude.
Yeah, I was going to vote for Harry Potter girl, but.
I do like her a lot. You know what's weird is I like all these people that I'm
of
up
course.
Against. I wish I didn't.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't like Grocery Store Joe. I wish I didn't like Juan Pablo. I've been like, yeah, but I did. I liked almost everyone on that show I got along with super well. And the ones that I didn't get along super well, they just weren't there enough. I didn't see them. There wasn't anyone that was really like, You know? So whatever, tonight will be the end of a big chapter, a big crazy chapter in my life. And thanks to everybody who's been along, because you guys have just been riding freaking shotgun.
You're welcome.
Well, you, yes,
yep.
And the listeners, like the same. Like you guys have been with me the whole time, wouldn't be here without you. You can make a difference and vote tonight if you want. You just want to watch the show, that's cool too, but I appreciate you voting. It's only online.
Yeah, but even if you can't watch the show, still vote.
Hey.
Like watch the show, vote. Vote. Don't watch the show. Vote. Whatever you do, vote.
Whatever you do.
Whatever you do, just vote.
Tonight, because, Dancing with the Stars, 8, 7 Central. Go ahead.
I hope you know that we're all so proud of you, and I'm just glad that whatever the outcome, you've had fun. I know you've had fun. We legit see it in your face, so that's super cool.
Yeah, but I mean, I want to win.
I know.
I would be lying to you if I said that I didn't want to, I couldn't taste it.
I want you to win too, but I'm just, regardless of the outcome, we're proud of you.
Thanks. I hope I handle it well, and I don't. If I don't.
Oh, shoot. Oh, have you thought about that?
I didn't think about
that. Have you practiced?
You gotta, no, if you lose, you got to cause a scene. No, really. If you lose, you have to overshadow whoever won.
No.
Because you want people talking about you instead of who won the mirror ball.
That's not true.
Not in a negative way like
and
that.
Also,
oh, you go up and take the mirror ball and be like, I didn't want it anyway. Shatter it. Be like, no one gets the mirror ball. If I don't get it, no one gets it. Ha, ha, ha. How do you like that?
And then we'll do what?
And then just go up and be like, flip the judges' table. Be like, oh yeah, Lynn, you want to see some little shimmy? Take that. And then you shove them because they're sitting in chairs, and you push them backwards off the
way.
Oh,
yeah.
That's how you do it.
Then what else? How do I end? I leave or what?
Oh, then you just run out of the building.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what about the fact that I still work for ABC? I go to American Idol like the next week.
Well, just act like you're be like, I'm going streaking. Who's coming with me? And you run through the crowd, and hopefully people follow you.
But no, you missed my point. Like, I still work for ABC.
He's got to do American Idol.
Okay, then you say, you know what? This show sucks. I'm going to American Idol. I'm out of here.
Oh.
And then you run out.
But, like, I have the same bosses, so.
Yeah, listen, more people will tune into Idol and be like, man, what's this guy going to do next on Idol? If he smashed the mirror ball, what's he going to do if one of his favorite contestants?
Seacrest, look out. You may get here.
That would be awesome.
But tonight, the finale of Dancing with the Stars. Thank you all. Listen, I appreciate you so much. That's not all we're going to talk about today, but I don't want to mention that, bring it up. I'm nervous.
Oh, I'm looking on forward tonight now.
Yeah.
You better smash that mirror ball.
Well, so I'm not going to win?
No, you're not going to win.
Okay.
I've been telling
you. I told you all season.
I need you to believe in him. We need to all collectively say, we need to put it out there. He's
okay,
going to win.
Positive energy. You want to say it?
Yes.
One, two, three.
He's
Bobby
gonna
can't win.
Win.
Oh, boom. Okay. Well, listen. I'll hit this.
So much for manifestation.
Yeah, there we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, do you have the story about me being the next Bachelor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's on Forbes.
I've not seen this story. I was just told this is happening. Go ahead.
The headline says, will Bobby Bones be ABC's next Bachelor? And then, like, the first, sentence of the article says, when Bobby Bones appeared as a mentor on ABC's revival of American Idol earlier this year, many people on social media asked, who is Bobby Bones?
People are still asking that. Go ahead.
And then it went into like all that you do, like write books, like radio show. You're on Dancing with the Stars. And then, you know, it was announced that you're going back to American Idol. So then a lot of people just start speculating, like, now you're all in with ABC. So you got Dancing with the Stars. You got American Idol. So now just the question is, will he be on The Bachelor, because you're now part of ABC family?
That's so funny that Forbes would write that. Secondly, do you know how much easier of a reality show that would be than the one I'm on right now? Oh, that just seems like magic.
Oh, for sure.
You know what they do on that show is everybody drinks a lot. Like, they give free alcohol, and then, but I don't drink at all. Like, I've never had a drink. I don't know that I'd be that good on that show, except for the fact I've never been able to get girls, and it'd be like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be that entertaining.
Well, also, the article closes with, if he's not on The Bachelor, look for Bones to pick up more TV gigs on the network in the next 18 months.
Wow.
So they're already predicting, like, your work.
They know more than I do.
I know. I'm like, wait a second. What's going on?
That's crazy.
I know.
I have, this was handed to me. This is from People, Luke Bryan, talking about Dancing with the Stars. Here is Luke Bryan talking about watching my dancing. Here you go.
I've been following Bobby's like Instagram posts and seeing his little snippets of dancing.
Yeah, what do you think of his?
Well, you know, he's having fun. I mean, the beauty of what Bobby's doing is well, what he's been able to do really his whole career in radio and now TV is he knows how to seize moments, and nobody works harder.
That's nice of him.
That's nice.
Yeah. I do think that's my talent at just showing up. I've said this before on the show. I don't really have a spectacular gift, like where any, you know, I don't have supervision or can run fast, or I just show up and work. So that to me is a great compliment. Here is Lionel Richie. Here you go.
The judges are pretty locked when I say that we have opinions, big opinions. And this year, because we've gotten used to each other now, and Luke knows how to push Katie's button, that Katie knows how to push. Well, Katie and Luke know how to push my button. Oh, right? So just tell Bobby to come in with some gloves on. Get ready.
That's so funny that Lionel Richie talking about me. Mm-hmm. Come on.
And he just said your first name. Like, dude, it ain't no thing. It was like, oh, you know my boy Bobby.
I don't know what planet this is, because
so weird.
Anyone that's been with the show for any amount of time knows that we're just like normal people. Like, I'm from a town of 700 people. Nobody on the show has done radio. Like, these are all just my friends. This thing was never supposed to happen like this. And now Lionel Richie's just calling me Bobby. I mean, all night long, all night. And he's like, Bobby. Like, that's crazy. Well, yeah, that's a thing, huh? How about that? Frankie Muniz's house was destroyed by his cat who turned the water on. Did you guys see that story?
I just saw the headline. Oh. I just thought, oh gosh, did he flood his whole place?
He was coming back from his uncle's funeral, apparently.
Oh, dear.
He traveled to France for the funeral, and his home was flooded because his cat accidentally turned on the sink. And obviously, if the water destroys everything. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's like, oh.
And I mean, first of all, your uncle dies. Secondly, you come home and your home is flooded.
And it was your cat.
I know. Mm. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Lunchbox, why are you talking about The Real World again?
Oh, because they are rebooting it, and they're going to, I guess, play it on Facebook. So they announced their casting, and they said you have to be between the ages of 21 and appear to be under the age of 34.
Wait, what does that mean, appear?
So you can be older than 34 as long as you look younger. And
how old are you?
I am 37.
Okay.
So this makes me so mad, A, because when I wanted to be on The Real World, the age was 18 to 24. So there's a very limited range of age that you could be. With all this new eligibility, I could have made it so many years past that deadline. And now, if I shave, I look younger than 34.
Hmm.
Hey, Phil. You think he does? Why would you do that, though? On Facebook, Real World? Are you sure it's not somebody filming
it? No. It's still Bunham Murray Productions and everything. I saw it. Like, one of the cast members tweeted it, and the past cast members, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, they ruined my eligibility by having such a limited age range, and now they open it up.
That was his dream to be on Real World. His whole life, that was his dream. And you thought you got a call once.
No, I did get a call. I went to an open casting call, and the lady shook my hand at the end of it, and I went home, and I missed the phone call because it was area code 325 or something like that. And I asked my roommate, hey, who called you from 325? He goes, I don't know that number. I Googled it. It was L.A.
L.A.
L.A. That's like Los Angeles, not Louisiana.
Did you hear that Lunchbox booked his first modeling gig, by the way? Do you guys know this story?
No.
Wait, what? Like, for what?
This, I guess, clothing line reached out to me, and I guess I'm going to be modeling their spring line.
What? It's, of what?
I have to go for a fitting.
Dirty hoodies?
DirtyHoodies.com.
They thought I would be a good ambassador for their...
How did they find you? Because I agree, you're a good looking dude.
They listened to the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so they reached out to me. They hit me up in the email, and we talked back and forth. And so I have to go for a fitting in the next couple days, and
for like real clothes.
Yeah, the week after Thanksgiving, I'm gonna be in a runway show.
Are they paying you?
No, we're not paid yet. We're gonna see how the first one goes, and then we'll talk.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, you don't have to get paid the first one. You got to negotiate. I don't have much bargaining power. But once they see me on the runway after this first show, man, career could take off.
Wait,
like,
is
they
it the
found-
same?
Yeah, I
Go
feel
ahead.
Like it's the same one. That-
I'm walking a runway.
So am I. I think this is the one he's talking about. It's for charity.
It's for St. Jude. Like, I don't think... I think they just... Lunchbox. I think, like, I'm going to a boutique, too, and picking out clothes, but I think it's just part of the whole thing.
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
I got emailed by a boutique saying, hey, we need you to come by for a fitting. Yeah, so
we all had to. I'm going for my fitting, too.
I do mine next week.
Oh, man, I think you misunderstood, buddy.
Mm. Oh, she's talking to you like her kid now. That's how she talks to her 8-year-old.
Buddy.
Wow.
It's okay.
But that's good. So what is the charity thing you're doing?
It's St. Jude is doing a fashion show. And I know I'm walking with Allie Allen, who's a St. Jude patient that, you know, a lot of people know and follow. But...
what you're bragging about off air, your modeling gig?
Yeah, I didn't know anybody else got a call. No. I mean, I thought that they've only hit me up because they saw me as a model.
Oh, no.
I mean, maybe the boutique requested you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what it is they want me to model their clothes because I have to go to their boutique to, man.
No.
Maybe I'm not going to become a model, but maybe, hey, maybe this is my big break.
Yes, I do like that.
You guys tried to random my parade?
No, they weren't. They were just like, oh, that sounds
familiar. Once you started saying it, I was like, wait, right after Thanksgiving, walking a runway, you have
we're
to go to a
that.
Fitting. Yeah. I'm like, wait a second. This sounds like exactly what
Hey, keep your chin up, buddy. All right?
Yeah, all right, buddy.
Keep your chin up, buddy.
That's cool, though. I didn't know that you were doing it.
Good
I'm happy
you.
For you.
Good for you.
Good for you, buddy.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
What? Good for you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a guy in Texas was falsely accused of attacking his ex last year, and he avoided 99 years in prison, all thanks to a selfie that he had taken at the exact same time that she said he attacked her.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so... this guy, he's from Georgetown, Texas, and he was arrested at his job after his ex said that he broke into her home and basically carved an X, the letter X, into her chest with a box cutter. And he was like, what? I was not there. And it's taken like a year to get to this point, but now he's not going to go to jail. He has a selfie with a timestamp saving the day.
Wow. Hold on a second. I got to take a selfie real quick. Always. Every day, every minute the rest of my life.
Yes.
Holy cow. And so he's not guilty. So what happens to her? Does she go to jail?
Well, I don't know the update on like if there was a like. She did. She eventually admitted that she made the whole thing up.
Oh my goodness! You got to be kidding me.
But so far, she's not facing any charges. Like
wow.
I don't know the update if she will have charges against her. But
yes. I mean, you have to go to jail.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
What else?
Basically ruined his life. So recycling is sexy, and I thought I pulled this story because of Lunchbox.
Well, this is how I can do it then, guys. This is how I get girls. Go ahead.
And then Bobby's trying to get a girlfriend. But a survey found that it's a major turnoff now these days if someone does not recycle.
Yes.
And they really are attracted, especially with the millennials.
Okay. Well, there you have it. I guess I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lunchbox recycles like all... he picks up trash everywhere we go, no matter what, so... he's looking pretty hot over there.
There he is. All right, what else?
Thanksgiving's coming up, obviously, so there's going to be a lot of food out. And a lot of times you just kind of serve it, and then it sits there for hours, and people like to go back for leftovers. So I saw that it's really good to just not leave it out at room temperature for more than 2 hours, because that's when bacteria can grow and it can get dangerous. So instead, put food out a little bit at a time, and then reheat it as you need to. Like, don't just leave it out all day, because I feel like I kind
that's
of
gross.
Leave
that's
it
gross,
out.
That's gross, though. No, I wouldn't.
Oh, what? I could easily go back and grab something in the kitchen that's been sitting out for 3 or 4 hours on Thanksgiving Day.
Nope, not me. Full of bacteria, if you ask me.
Okay. And that serve and that study.
And then this quick tip, if you're reheating any of the leftovers, make sure you do it at least 165 degrees or more to kill any of that bacteria that Bobby's scared of.
Well, a lot of people are scared of it. I'm just brave enough to say it, Amy.
I know.
That's right. Okay, that is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm leaving now for the final time from this radio show to go do Dancing with the Stars.
Next time we talk to you in this capacity, you could be holding the mirror ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the morning radio show capacity.
Or I could just be grateful that I got to do it. And
I know, but everybody's going to go vote. It's fine. Like, I feel more confident now that we're finally, the day is here. Everybody is going to vote.
You're out of your mind.
No, I have confidence in our people. They are voting. They're going to vote and they're going to remember. I can only vote on my computer and they're going to create like 10 different emails. I know them.
Yeah. You can do that. You can create all the different emails that you want.
All the different emails.
Yeah. Well, if I want to barf. That's how I feel right now. I'm pretty nervous.
Oh, it's Bobby, we need to tell. Just BobbyBones.com for all the voting info. Because it is different than previous weeks. That's the only thing that really makes me nervous.
Yeah, when the show starts, you can only vote online.
Right.
And it closes with like 10 minutes left in the show. So they can count the votes and give the mirror ball away.
Like the results are coming in hot.
Oh, yeah.
And so that means we have to vote.
Listen, let me tell you this. I'm just not going to be the best dancer tonight, but I'm going to try to put on the biggest show.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be. I'm up against three trained dancers. And I'm the guy that's never danced. So, like, technically speaking, I'm not going to get the highest scores tonight. I've never have all season.
Oh, yeah. We know that. I mean, but how amazing if you got a 10.
Amy, I've never had a 9.
I know. I just went for the big one, you know?
Yeah. Listen, if I get a single 9, that's crazy. So anyway, tonight, Dancing with the Stars, yeah, Amy's here. We're going to go and rock it. I'm just going to go do it. I'm going to go lay it all out there. If I don't do well, oh well. I tried as hard as I can. It's been a great, great year. Yeah.
You're going to do well, but even if you don't win, like, you did your best, you had fun. That's the most important part. Like, this was probably one of the craziest things you've ever done in your life.
I bet you're
so glad you did it.
I'll be really glad I did it about February of next year when I get to look at the pictures. Like, and just sit down with it. Right now, eye on the prize. Thank you guys so much. Go to BobbyBones.com, set up 100 email accounts, and vote.
What? Yeah, or 200.
200 email accounts.
Or just tell everybody you can to vote. I mean, you know, like, if you're listening, you know, your spouse has an email, your kids have an email, your grandma has an email. Like, use people's emails.
Yeah, probably AOL.com account. You know what I mean?
Whatever it takes.
All right, thank you. We will see you soon, and that's tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. I'm nervous.
I know, me too.
I'm not even dancing.
I know. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to Dancing with the Stars now. Bye-bye. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Let's go.